after weeks of being told to cough and sneeze into our sleeve or a fresh tissue and watching out for the slightest symptom of a cold, can we tell whether someone's infectious from the sound of their cough or sneeze? And yes, someone has recently published on this, and the Health Report's intrepid producer, David Murray, has been exposing himself to the sounds of people's respiratory tracts.
It's enough to send shivers down your spine in these so-called COVID times. You get on a bus or maybe go into a restaurant. You sit down and then... or perhaps even more worrying... instantly, you picture virus particles floating through the air towards you. But is that sneeze or cough a sign of infection? Or is it just allergies?
Humans have been threatened by pathogens for millions of years. So we've developed behaviors that allow us to detect and avoid pathogens pretty well.
This is Nicholas Michalak. He's a social psychologist at the University of Michigan, researching how people perceive infectious disease in others.
There's pretty good evidence that people can detect whether people are sick just by looking at faces of people who've been infected in the lab.
But Nicholas wanted to know how good humans are at detecting sickness from sound alone. Specifically, can we tell whether a cough or sneeze was actually a risk of spreading a virus or bacteria?
So we wanted to know whether people could detect infectious disease from sound.
Nicholas and his team recruited volunteers online and asked them to listen to a collection of 1 to 2 second sound clips of people coughing and sneezing. Some of these coughs and sneezes came from people who were genuinely sick with infectious diseases, like this one. That's whooping cough. Other sound clips, though, had, well, different causes.
So some people would participate in what's called like the cinnamon challenge, where people try and like eat as much cinnamon as possible, and so that makes them cough. Some people just like stuck things up their noses, and then sometimes people had just non-infectious conditions that caused coughs, but they weren't infected in any way.
The people that were listening to these coughs and sneezes had no special medical training. They weren't doctors or nurses. But Nicholas wanted to see if they could identify which of the sound clips came from someone infectious and which didn't. Turns out they weren't very good at it.
On average, they identified 4 out of 10 sounds correctly. And we also asked them how certain they were that they could correctly identify things. And people tended to report that they were pretty certain that they got it right.
Not only that, but the more disgusting the sound of the cough, the more likely these people were to say the cough was infectious, whether or not it actually was. None of this is all that surprising. After all, these were ordinary people, not doctors or nurses. But even with years of medical training, it's still not easy to make a diagnosis on sound alone.
I'd like to think I know my coughs and sneezes.
Professor Christine Jenkins from the University of New South Wales, one of Australia's leading respiratory specialists. And she wasn't at all surprised by how often we get the sound of sickness wrong.
The general public are not particularly good at telling whether a cough or a sneeze is likely to be due to infection. As physicians, though, we have a lot more strings to our bow than simply listening to a sound. We would never interpret a cough or a sneeze on its own. The way they cough, look at the way they sneeze, listen to the sneeze, and hear it in the context of their history, their illness, their predisposing factors, and then we'd make a decision. We would never take a single symptom and just say that is diagnostic of an infection or not.
But even then, Professor Jenkins says there are certain sonic characteristics that a trained ear can look out for to get an idea of whether or not a particular cough is likely to be spreading pathogens.
Deep sounds, sounds that come from the lower respiratory tract, not just the upper respiratory tract. We're listening for the presence of moisture. We're listening for often gurgling sounds where there's an indication there's an excessive amount of secretion. We might be listening also for wheezing and other accompaniments that tell us that there's a lot of airway inflammation. Sometimes, though, that can be a non-infectious cough. So people with asthma can have a productive cough, but they don't have infection.
So there's actually quite a lot that a trained ear might pick up on. But in a time when we're all hypervigilant about the risk of disease, it's hard to resist the urge to make a diagnosis yourself. and see every cough as one that is spreading COVID-19. The message that Nicholas Michalak at Michigan University wants you to take away from his study, though, is take all the proper precautions, but leave that diagnosis to a professional.
If someone were to tell you that they can tell whether a cough or a sneeze, it comes from someone who's infected, or it's just like that cough sounds like someone has COVID-19 or something, and if they're relying only on that sound, our results suggest that you should doubt that person.
Nicholas Michalak from the University of Michigan, ending that piece from David Murray. And you're with RN's Health Report. I'm Norman Swan.